Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the grand final edition of Chicks Talking Footy. You're with Fiona, Bree and Beck. So welcome to the
Hi, Skipper.
Bench.
I'm excited.
Welcome off the bench.
I'm excited.
You got your place in the grand final show because Danae's out with a bit of soreness.
I thought it was because we were big game players.
Because you're big game players, because you fit the positions that we need tonight.
Yeah, small forward.
And we've got a great show coming up. We've focused the grand final show on the supporters tonight. So we've got Michael Pohl, who you might know from Babble Pop.
I'm not a chick, by the way. I'm actually
no, but gender's a fluid thing here at
that's,
Joy.
That's good.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
We're an all-gender chick.
Anyway.
Thank you,
Pete. Sure how that works.
It's all about the community.
And we've got my good friend Amber, who I've known since I was 10 years old, but she has travelled up to Sydney to see her team for the first time ever win the preliminary final and get into the grand final in her lifetime.
What so, a feeling, let what me a tell feeling. You.
How excited are you out of 1 to 10, do you
a
reckon?
Bazillion.
A bazillion.
It's off the chart.
A bazillion out of 10. We've invented a number.
We have. And just for all of our listeners, Amber's got the best knitted Bulldogs headband I've ever seen
Thanks,
in my
Mom.
Life.
I was impressed with your fingernails too.
Oh, mate, I'm just going all out this weekend. Yeah. Waited a whole lifetime for it, so why
Make
not?
Make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I promised Betty, our photographer here at Joy, who's a very, very big Bulldogs fan, that I would play this for her. And this is for you, Betty, and all of the Bulldogs fans, and perhaps most of Australia. There we go.
Oh, that brings
it. Well done, Bulldogs.
Woof, woof.
Oh, speaking about tears, Fiona and I cried. Like, when that siren went.
I cried too.
Oh, we did.
Keeping Kleenex in business.
I'll never forget that moment. We were actually at a pub on Saturday night, and there was about 100 people. My girlfriend was DJing. She had to stop, and the whole pub was watching the game, and there was the whole pub just broke out in tears. So
they erupted, and we were hugging, and we were crying. It was amazing.
I started crying in the fourth quarter, so it wasn't even finished.
Well, hopefully they're tears of joy this weekend.
That's right.
Yes.
They are now, that's for sure.
We're not biased, but go Doggies!
Go Dogs!
So, Amber, tell us about your trip to Sydney and the feeling being at Spotless Stadium.
Well, I'll tell you what, first of all, I guess it was a bit of, I think I was stepping out of my comfort zone a bit. Just got the had to line up, first of all, try and get the tickets, because it was such a... you know, small stadiums. So we're all like, oh, hope we'll get tickets. But look, it was awesome. Step out of comfort zone. 10-hour trip, mind you.
Wow.
10-hour trip. Yeah, drove to Sydney in the bus.
Facing expensive airfares. So got up there, and I tell you what, I walked in and I was feeling it was such a buzz. I tell you, it was perfect weather. All I actually saw when I got off the train was Bulldog supporters. Just so I think we outnumbered them a bit there, but
not too hard to do, is it? If you're a GWS supporter, we'd love to hear from you tonight. 0427 Joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au.
Phil Davis, if you're listening.
Are there such things as GWS supporters? Or
I think some of them have been paid by the AFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the last 2 minutes.
Oh my God! The last 15, actually.
Go on.
I was in the studio doing Babble Pop, or just about going on air for Babble Pop. I had to resort to text based commentary because I had to be ready to go on air. So it was really between Twitter, between the live text on the AFL website, that's all I had.
Until, what was going on? And, oh my god,
it makes me stressed just thinking about it.
It was stressful.
But whereas I was the flip side, where I was actually sitting there, not only about, I was up out of my seat, I couldn't look. That's when I started crying in the fourth quarter. I couldn't handle it. I thought, this is my fourth prelim that I've attended. I thought, there's no way that
not going through that again.
I'm going to watch my team lose again. So, you know, there's all this in like 2 minutes, and it's funny enough, I actually just watched the replay today. Of that 2 minutes.
You'll be watching that many more times.
And I was still jumping around the lounge room just like I was watching it. But I don't have a lot of recollection of it at the time. Like, I had to go back. Like, once the siren went, I don't remember Tory Dixon. I didn't even see him kick that.
Did we drop him for missing that goal?
I didn't even know what had happened.
I can't handle the pressure, Dixon. Shapers.
He wanted to win by 11, not six.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'll take it. Thanks.
I met a fellow pacer. I don't know if everyone paces, but whenever it's close for Richmond, I just leave and I'll just pace. And I was standing next to a 66-year-old Bulldog supporter. And he just left the pub.
Yeah,
It was his son's 40th, and he just left and had to pace around the block. It was.
I get louder. I scream. I'm a screamer, so everyone knows it sits around me. They leave because I scream, or they have to put earplugs in their ears. So.
I have to say, as a Crow supporter, I was really happy for the Bulldogs to win a prelim because then we don't have to suffer the, you know, constant 97, 98.
It's always the Crow supporters, isn't it? They always complain.
Crow supporters. 97, 98. That's all we've got. Now tell me, have you got your tickets for Saturday?
Yes!
Good seats? Doesn't matter.
Any seat at the grand final is a good seat.
Yeah,
I'll sit up in the lamp on the lamp post, you know, if I have to. So,
and are you going to have painted faces and streamers?
I'm going all out,
and
as you can see now, I'm halfway there. But oh yeah, absolutely, painted faces, hats, skirts, whatever.
Now I actually have on the line just to bring a bit more balance to the conversation because, as you can hear, there's a lot of excitement about the Bulldogs in the studio at the moment. But I have Serena on the line from the Rainbow Swans, who we have spoken to a couple of times on Chicks Talking Footy this year. Hello, Serena.
Cheer,
cheer, the red and the white and blue. Honour the name by day and by night.
How are you feeling? Out of 10, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling very nervous, but I'm feeling very confident.
Right.
I don't know whether it's quiet confidence, but it's confident.
Right. And you're coming down for the grand final this Saturday, aren't you?
Of course I am.
So how many of the Rainbow Swans will be down in Melbourne for the grand final?
I think there's a fair few, let's be honest. From the talk around town, there's a fair few of us coming down.
Fantastic.
Serena, are you driving down or have you had to pay ridiculous airfare prices?
I am flying down.
Good.
Terrific.
Good work.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We've got a Bulldog here that drove 10 hours to get to the GWS game.
I know. Look, and did you get bought a free lunch halfway? Free breakfast halfway?
Breakfast on Bevo.
Oh, good old Bevo coach, yeah. Chucked in the buses.
Coach of the year. Oh,
absolutely.
I'll be man of the year if the Bulldogs win the grand final, let's be honest. But
wow.
The Swans have done very well over the last 10 years, and I remember in 2005 it had been 71 years since the Swannies had run a grand final, so you've been in that boat before.
I was about to deliver a baby, so I couldn't make the grand final that year, but I've been at 12 and 14, so I'm hoping that 16 is a little better than 14.
Well, as long as they were named after a Swans player.
They were girls. Oh, so
Adam's a bit...
Neither of them. Yeah, Adam
Goods.
Serena, does it feel awkward that the whole of the country, except for Swan supporters, are going for the Bulldogs?
No, we're used to it.
Look, it's what happens. I'm a Hawk supporter, so I understand people wanting to see you lose. And you've got to take it as a badge of honour. You've got to take it as a badge of honour, don't you?
No, I think we do. I think the Swans, I mean, we're used to it. We've had Eddie against us for, I don't know, 20 years. However long he's been alive, really, and everybody else.
Yeah, the AFL, suspended.
The AFL, pretty much everyone. I mean, look, we are here with the removal of trading rights, with the removal of collar, and we've not traded for 2 years, and yet we are in a grand final. So it has something to do with a very, very good system and an incredibly good academy.
Yeah, and the coach. I mean, to rejuvenate the list like that, you've got so many young players. I think I counted 8 or 9 who have played
rookies this year.
And played under 50 games. Yeah, that's amazing.
Our average age is about 24.6 years. I think we're one of the youngest lists in the AFL, and yet we've made a grand final. So.
It is a big achievement, unfortunately.
It is. I know. And therefore, you know, look, but I have to say, being a very one-eyed Swan supporter, if we were going to lose to a team, and we're not going to, but if we were, I am actually a closet Bulldogs member.
Oh, you've outed yourself now.
Oh. It's all about diversity.
I haven't been for a couple of years, but when the Bulldogs were about to fold and there was a big drive for Bulldogs membership, I joined up to the Bulldogs and I was a member for about 5 or 6 years.
Aww.
While maintaining my Swans membership. So if I had to have a side on the other side, I could walk away very sad but quietly happy.
I think a lot of people would feel like that. I think that this is like a fairy tale grand final that we had to have.
Yeah.
So for me, like I'm a Tiger supporter, but I mean I love the Swans. I lived there for 11 years. Thank you. But
I don't actually think it's going to get much better for you in a hurry.
Yeah, see, well, that's true. Sorry, she secretly goes for the Swans.
That's true. I did say I just love the Swans.
I think she's a wannabe Swan supporter. But the Bulldogs did beat the Swans this year by 3 points. Just
after the siren, only because Dean Towers gave up a handball that he shouldn't have given up.
Serena's clearly let that go. She's fine with that.
And you know what? I think Dean's got a lot of potential, but he should not. He should have held on to it.
Yeah.
And if he had, we would have won that game. So let's be honest. Not a great outcome.
Serena, who's your pick to come in for Alir?
I think McVeigh and Mills will be in, and I think Alir's obviously out, and I think Marsh will probably come out, sadly.
Yeah.
Marsh or Laidler, and both of them will be stiff, but I think the rising star, you'd want him in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the co-captain, you can't not have him in if he's fit, because what he brings to the order of the back line is incredibly necessary. And so... I think, sadly, it will be Laidler or Marsh, and one of them will be very stiff.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Now, Bulldogs, how are we going with Jordan Roughead?
Well, you know, the last I heard is they're still hoping to he's going to play, so fingers crossed, with an eye injury. You've always got to keep an eye on that. But
I keep an eye on the eye.
And
Ling Jong. Ling Jong, he played the VFL Grand Final. Is he going to be there?
Oh, look, I hope. Look, I
wonder which shoulder they're going to strap in.
Well, he played in the VFL final. So
surely he's got some sort of something behind him to get him there.
The great thing about the Doggies is we've got depth, and we've definitely
proven that this year.
I'm sure we've proven just about everything.
Well, good luck to both teams. I have to admit, as a Victorian, we'll probably be going for the Bulldogs. But
I just hope that the Bulldogs can put their best team on the field, and I hope the Swans, obviously they don't have a lead, but I hope they can put their best team, because when you've got your best teams on the field, you can have the best game, which is what we all want.
Exactly. All right, well, good luck, and we'll hopefully all enjoy the grand final in one way or another.
Go Dogs!
Thanks for chatting with us, Serena.
Thanks, ladies.
Okay, bye.
Hi, this is Matt Finnis, CEO of the Saints, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on 94.9 Joy FM.
It is the Chicks Talking Footy Grand Final special with Beck, Fiona and Bree. Our next very special guest tonight describes herself on Twitter as a social commentator, equality supporter, animal lover, outspoken co-creator of Three Lives and household CEO. But she's also the partner of Western Bulldogs superstar Liam Picken. Annie Nolan, thank you for joining us on Chicks Talking Footy.
Oh, thanks so much. This is like my favourite radio station.
Oh,
started.
I bet you say that to all of them, Annie.
No, I really, really don't. I love Joy so much.
Oh, well, we're very excited to have you. Now, you've been very prominent this week in relation to the Brownlow Medal and your really strong stance about women on the red carpet and the treatment of women. And I have to say, your suit was just spectacular.
We all loved it.
We did.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about that and what was behind that idea about what you wore and the stance you took.
Yeah, so I suppose I was just trying to highlight the double standard that the boys just fly under the radar each year from the scrutiny and, you know, the sexism and the fashion police and all that sort of thing. And so I decided to wear the exact same suit as Liam, same designer, same everything, except the it was just tailored to my female body shape. And no surprise, of course, I got asked who I was wearing, what I was wearing, explain what you're wearing. While Liam wasn't asked at all, so, you know, it just really highlighted, the double standard that the Brownlow sort of showcases, which is really unfortunate. And it just makes me really sad that these partners of the players have to go through this each year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, actually,
absolutely.
It was funny. Our friends from the Outer Sanctum used the hashtag Ask Her More. To try and encourage Channel 7 to ask the women more about what they do than just what they wear. Did that happen at all during the Brownlow? It seemed to be...
Yeah. So Channel 7 didn't.
so that didn't work.
Straight to what I was wearing and explain yourself. But Foxtel was fantastic and the interviewer was really lovely asking me about the grand final coming up and all footy-related questions. And I actually was in a little bit of shock. I thought, oh, my God, maybe we are making some progress. So I was really happy with that.
Yeah, because we forget, you know, the women behind, you know, that with footballers, they would know a lot about football. You know, you're obviously married to Liam. So maybe just give us an insight into what, you know, Liam seems like a bit of a cool cat or dog on and off the field. Is he really like that behind the scene? And how is he this week?
He's, in his personality, he's a bit of an introvert, really. So I was really proud of him as well to be totally okay with the stance I was making. So, love him so much that he was so happy to do that, being that he's such a shy guy. But, this week, like behind the scenes, we know so much. We know how their sleeping patterns, their eating, all that sort of stuff. This week has really been quite bizarre. There's obviously a lot more media attention, but Liam's really treating it like he treats every other week. He's so professional, whether it be round one or round 14 or, you know, the first round of finals. He's just treating it like every other week, which is pretty amazing that it's not really getting into him too much.
Annie, I've seen on social media you've got three little kids who are just funny. Everyone, I think they're hilarious. But what's it like for them to be involved in this week? Do they understand the enormity of what their dad's been up to?
My son does. So my son is five, and I've got two daughters that are twins that are three, and one of the twins is really into it, and the other one's just really into jam donuts when she goes into the
hall. I like it.
Aren't we all? Yeah, I'll still get those.
So I took my son to Sydney, and when we made, we won, he started bawling his eyes out. Like, it was pretty amazing. I put that online. He was so overwhelmed. He was so excited, and it made me laugh because there's been people waiting for like 60 years or something to see us in a grand final, and Malachi is only 5 years old, and it meant that much to him. But
it's been a long 5 years.
Especially when you're the son of an AFL player and you're exposed to so much of it, I suppose it's a bit longer. But came home to the girls and I said, I came in, girls, your dad's going to be playing in a grand final. And they both looked at me and said, can we have a banana? And that was it. I'm like, no comprehension whatsoever.
Do you think having the kids at home, that keeps Liam grounded?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And they're just a great distraction. Like, I think sometimes you can get a bit caught up in it. But, you know, like, my kids are quite demanding. They're quite young. And, it has to keep some normality at home. And, I mean, my son's utterly obsessed with football. So poor Liam actually has to play football every day, stay with his day off. And he played a mini match in our backyard. So.
A lot less pressure, hopefully. But now you've got a.
Yeah, well, except for that he always loses, is the other thing.
My dad used to lose too. Now you've got a blog that you are quite prolific in. What inspired you to start that?
I started it only like a year ago, so I'm pretty amazed that people care so much about what I have to say. I just started it because I had been to uni and I had to defer and ended up having to let go of that because I had kids quite young and Liam had quite a serious career. And then they got a little bit older and I thought, I've got a little bit more time on my hands, so I'm going to let my views be known. And I suppose I am quite eccentric and very opinionated. People caught up on it, and I'm very, very passionate about equality, and lots of people take note. I've done, you know, quite a few things that are around. I'm all for, of course, gender equality, which you would obviously know. And my daughters actually went to the Equal Love rally like only a few weeks ago, and it took some photos. And Aboriginal rights is close to my heart, and asylum seekers and stuff like that. So I let it be known. I'm not really, I suppose you wouldn't say I'm a fashion sort of Instagrammer.
I saw there was you and Liam were holding up a Equal Love sign on your blog. So certainly appreciate your support.
I'm hoping to auction off my wedding dress. And I'm hoping that half of the money will go towards helping kids in Aboriginal communities, and half will go to the cause of marriage equality. So I'm hoping to get that. I just haven't got around to dry cleaning my dress because I've been so busy.
I was going to say, with all your spare time, Annie.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. I've got so much of it.
I have to say, from the outside, the Bulldogs strike me as a real, like, they're still a suburban club and a family club, and they seem really family orientated. Is that the case inside, that, you know, the families and the kids are really involved in what's going on?
Yeah, well, clearly, if you think that, then the media at the Bulldogs are doing a great job, because that's exactly what it is. It is such a family club. We are all really good friends. The kids are really involved and go to most of the games, even the little bubbers. Jake Stringer's got a tiny little bubba that goes along to many of the games and gets passed around between us all. Totally. It's the best. So supportive. And I think that obviously has some impact on how the guys play their game. And you see plenty of footage of them, you know. Say when Mitch Wallace broke his leg, they were all really emotional, because it really is like... such a family. It's devastating when you see people go down or having tough times. So, yeah.
Especially your captain. That was Bob.
And that happened so early in the year. That was just devastating. So, and really, there's just been injury after injury all year. You'd almost like expect that each week you'd be like, oh, God, who's it this week? Because we just had such a bad run of luck there for a while. And I actually saw Will Anderson doing some stand-up, and he was joking around at the Dogs. Oh, he goes like, oh, and in round 8, I think there were 6 guys out with Zika virus. I was like, that's just seriously what it felt like. Worst luck ever.
Goodness.
But you can see there's been a real thing with the Bulldogs team this year, of them playing for each other, and the spirit that's in the team that's kept going through all of that, and to get into the grand final is such a massive achievement. So,
And like our women's team has been incredible, and they won the exhibition match, and then our VFL team
won the grand final.
Won the grand final. So
what a year!
Maybe, fingers crossed, we can get a trifecta.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, it's kind of the Swans versus
everyone else
of Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're all going for the Bulldogs. It was just such a good fairy tale.
I think that's what our banner said against Hawthorn. Or something.
Hawthorn, I think
Hawthorn.
It was.
That's it, Hawthorn. It was like,
watch it, I'm a Hawk supporter.
Hawthorn has 70,000 members, but we have 24 million fans.
Yeah.
Like that. So true.
Those banners have been gold.
Yeah.
Oh, Danny McGinley is a genius.
Genius. Absolute genius. Well, on behalf of our team, we wish the Bulldogs and Liam and yourself all the best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you so much. And thanks so much for having me on. I love this.
You can come back again, Anna.
Yeah, we'll get you back on again, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'd be honoured.
Well, thank you so much for being part of the show tonight, and yeah, as we said, good luck for the weekend. We'll certainly be cheering the doggies on at the various locations that we'll be watching. So,
thank you. I just hope my anxiety doesn't mean that I have to walk myself to the first aid tent when I'm at the ground.
So, hyperventilating.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Thanks so much, girls.
Thanks, Annie.
Bye. Oh, isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Oh,
love her.
We love hashtag love Annie. Do you think Annie and Liam would be my friends? Like, could they invite me around for dinner?
I think we want to be everyone's friend.
I know.
I'd like to be Annie's friend too.
Okay. Yeah. I think we are now.
All right.
Yeah,
I think we
You're only
too.
A bit creepy. Look at you and all your Twitter friends.
I know. It's great.
You're friends with Phil Davis.
I am. Yeah. I am good friends with Phil Davis. He might be getting an intervention order against me, but that's okay.
Yes. Well, we need an intervention against his beard. It was terrible.
But his hair, as always, spot on.
And again, way too much airtime for Phil like Davis' Clark hair Kent. This
yes.
year.
Yes.
But, wow.
Let's preview okay. the grand final.
We're going to do our tips.
You've got yep. 2 minutes.
Okay. So we could... Neither of these teams are hoarders of silverware.
No.
I mean, the Swans have got 5 premierships and the Dogs have won 1.
Been in 3 out of the last 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they've had their chance.
They haven't bottomed out for a while, have they? So the Dogs last featured in the grand final in 1961, which was 55 years ago, before we were all born.
Yeah.
and both, as we touched on earlier, both teams have some injury concerns. So we already know Alia has been ruled out, but... You know, do you take risks in grand finals?
It's a hard one, isn't it?
It's a hard one, isn't it?
If it was up to me, they would wheel Bob out in a wheelchair.
Well,
just pop him at full forward.
Yeah.
Dob a few.
Throw a few at his feet.
Yeah.
And I reckon he would.
I'd do it too.
He would.
Oh, but apparently he's been such a great leader behind the scenes as well. So
I know. I saw that.
I actually can't look at him without crying. Every time I see him on something.
Yeah, that footage after the game, it was heartbreaking, wasn't it?
Now, just while we've got time too, we have had a message from our favourite bulldog.
Oh, Betty.
Other than our other bulldogs, which is Betty, who said, who would thought on LGBTO radio playing Western Bulldogs theme song?
True story.
Tonight's one of the best Chicks Talking Footy shows, except for the other 23.
Hashtag
be more bulldog,
be more
Betty.
Bulldog. No. I'm not sure we could be more bulldog.
No.
We've been 5% Swans, 95% bulldogs.
We're the mostest bulldog.
But thank you for Serena for being on the show.
So how do you think the match is going to play out? So I've got a what if. So what if the Swans get off to another fast start?
I just think the Bulldogs wave is so powerful.
But that first quarter, you're right, will be telling.
Yeah, well, the first quarter will be telling. And Bulldogs, what if they don't take their chances early?
Oh, I don't want to think about it.
All right.
Bulldogs, Liam Picken for the Norm Smith.
Okay, I'm tipping the Swans.
All right, yeah, I would. My head says Swans, my heart says Dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Chicks Talking Footy. We'll have a look at what happened in the grand final in next week's show. We're all going to be here, the whole team.
Yep.
Talking about the year, the grand final.
Phil Davis's hair.
What we're going to do with our off-season and Phil Davis's hair.
Good luck
See
to
you
both
next week
teams.
On Chicks Talking Footy.
Footy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.